Welcome back to The Divested Diary. I'm your host, Sharika Soul, and on this episode, we're going to ask Black women to divest from the trans community. Welcome to The Divested Diary podcast. My name is Sharika Soul. I am so happy you are here, and we'll discuss Black culture, relationships, Black crime, and a little bit of politics. And look forward to discussing things that need to be discussed, open and honestly without political correctness. All right, let's get started. You know, I'm going to try to be a little gentle when I say this, because I know what I'm saying is a sensitive subject. But I do think that it's time for Black women to take a serious look at the state of her life and the people in the Black community that she is constantly trying to save. Black trans women, at the end of the day, were born biologically male. And for some reason, as the deaths of Black women continue to rise by the hands of Black men, Black women keep coming online and deciding to use her voice and dedicate her life to standing up for people who were born biologically male and are Black. Sis, at what point are you going to understand that it is you who needs to save yourself? There are no statistics where there's a bunch of Black women unaliving Black men or Black trans women. Those statistics do not exist. What we do have here is the Black woman in the Black community being killed, beaten, raped, emotionally abused, mentally abused by Black men. That's a real thing. Black femicide is real. A Black woman is killed by a ghetto Black thug every 5 hours. The Guardian put out an article about that in 2021. Talking about gun violence and pointing out the fact that Black women were often killed by Black men to the point that it was being tracked to one every 4 hours in America. So, sis, let's say society went away and we just had to survive with what we have, our bodies. That's what we had to survive on. We couldn't go to McDonald's anymore. We had to hunt and gather like they did back in the day. Do you think that you are strong like a Black trans woman? Do you think they will need your help surviving? Be so for real. I need you to stop gaslighting yourself that the trans movement needs Black women on their side. Now, I'm not saying you need to be hateful. I don't agree in, you know, telling people to off themselves or pushing that kind of violence against any group of people. But I do think it's okay to have nothing to do with things that bring you down. You're not in your feminine energy when you're sitting online telling groups of people, specifically the government, the white government, as you guys call it, white supremacy, to be nice to the Black men in our community who've decided that they identify as a woman. And I'm going to say it really bluntly like that. What are you doing with your life? Be nice to yourself, sis, because it's ridiculous that these trans women in the Black community get online, okay, with their Snapchat filters, and then tell you that you're jealous of them, that you are copying them, that you want to be them. And then what's even worse is that there's already this tone on Black women, on our image, that we are masculine and manly and rough around the edges. Why do you want people to confuse you with an actual man? Why? What are you doing? think about this. If anything, the trans movement and the Black community should be fighting Pookie and Ray Ray tooth and nail, demanding that they treat us, the biological women, with respect. But they don't. I don't see it. I'm sure there's a few voices out there on TikTok. I'm not going to say all. But I'm going to say what I've seen and what the vibe is so far. And it doesn't look like it's being returned. The energy is not being returned. I do not see Black trans women en masse getting online and demanding that Black gangbangers stop pimping out teenage girls in the Black community. I don't see them demanding that Black fathers stop sexualizing their teenage daughters. Or let's just keep it real simple. Do you see Black trans women en masse demanding that Black men stop killing other men in the community? Do you see them even sticking up and addressing the fact that it is the Black man who is responsible for the deaths of Black trans women? Do you see them going toe to toe? No. They do the same thing the ghetto Black man does. Blame white man. Blame white supremacy. Blame Trump. In an effort to spread encouragement and in an effort to open doors to resources for women like myself, I would like to start an org for women's rights. Black women are still women but are often attached to Black men's rights, and that is not right. We need to support women and children first. 70% of Black women are single mothers, and 2/3 of the Black family home, the financial provider is the Black woman. If we build women up with simple things like cars or college books, we can change a struggle into a testimony. I did, and so can millions of women and men searching for a little hand up, not a handout. Please visit divesteddiary.com for more information and to donate. I just don't understand why the Black women, specifically ones in the hood, really have this mindset that everybody needs them to fight for them. You're a woman. Do Black women in the hood realize that they are actual women? That there's softness to you, that you're the one that is a damsel in distress and therefore should be protected? Why are you treating trans women as if they are damsels in distress? Really think about this. You are 5'2", 125, 135 pounds, whatever. Even if you're bigger, a lot of Black trans women are over 6 feet tall. 5'9". Okay? What are you doing that you're trying to rescue these people while you sit there stressed about whatever it is you've got going on with your kids and your life and all the things that women have to deal with? The Black trans woman doesn't need to be worrying about her annual pap smear because he doesn't have an actual uterus. That's something you should be focused on. You should be going to the doctor and making sure you don't have breast cancer and making sure that your uterus is taken care of and your mental health and you're taking your vitamins. That's what Black women should be doing. Not worried about Black trans women who live a lifestyle that honestly we know is dangerous and is sex work for the most part. Most Black trans women are sex workers. They're in hotels, they're walking the streets, they're doing dangerous activities. And sometimes they're not being honest, which I think is insane. Out of all the people that you would tell a lie to, you think that telling a lie to a man, a thugged out guy with a gun, is going to end well for you, sir or ma'am, whichever you prefer, I guess. I really could care less about addressing people by their pronouns when we are all facing this financial abuse from our government, I don't have time to try to figure out if you're a man or a woman if you look like a man. I don't care. Do you see how high food is in California? I live in California. I could care less. Okay? Just check out my bag of food and let me go home in peace. And if you want to go home in your spare time and demand that your cat or whatever you have in there address you as such, then you do that. But there's real things going on, and I could care less that you want to play dress up. Okay? I could care less. And Black women, you need to divest from also caring at all. People are insane. And the Black trans community is not doing anything to help the image of Black women. They are ghetto, they are ratchet, they are loud, and they're constantly talking about getting with teenage boys in the gay community. I find it very predatory. A lot of these older Black trans women, these people are like 40 years old. You see them online with a bunch of 18-year-olds. Do you not understand that that's a man with a bunch of little boys? If they were presented as a man and they kept showing up in the houses of 17 and 18-year-old girls, we'd all side-eye. But because it's a trans person, everybody's like, oh, mother. Predator. Predator. Stranger danger. Okay? Get away from these hardcore movements that make you sweat, scream, cry, overexert yourself, and make you look kind of low IQ, because it is low IQ to treat a 6 foot, 200 pound biological male as if they are the damsel in distress and they need you to come and rescue them. They don't need you. Just like the Black man doesn't need you to go outside and tell the cops to stop arresting them when they're committing crimes. It's actually ridiculous. What Black trans women need to do is be so for real about who is actually killing them and get out of the Black woman's face. Go fight your own battle. Go fight those men, because it's not us. It's not a bunch of women who are threatening you and making it unsafe for you to walk the streets while you do your thing. Episodes will air weekly, and you can find me where you listen to your favorite podcast, and of course on my website at divesteddiary.com or my favorite social media app X at SharikaSoul84.